Okay.
B95.9 FM, and that was Mark Balan and T-Rex with Cat Black, The Wizard's Hat, bringing us to the end of another episode of Tawny the Brave. And now it's time for Adult Kindergarten, and we're going to start things off with a little track featuring Ernie on the drums and Bert on the door. This is Ernie's drum.
Hey, Ernie, I'm going out to mail this letter now.
Okay, Bert, I'm going to practice my drums.
Hey, Ernie.
Robert Lucky!
Hey!
Yes, Bert.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm going out without my key.
You're going out without your key, Bert.
Right.
Without your key.
Ernie, so when I get back, I'll knock on the door, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Sure, Bert. That's fine. Pump.
I'll be right back.
You're right. I'll play you out. He's gone. Oh, I love playing the drums. I can do the grooviest rhythms. I can do rhythms like... Isn't that neat? And I can do a rhythm like... Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I have rhythm in my bones. Hey, hear that sound? That was neat. It sounded like this. Oh, again. Oh, cool. How was that? Swing it. Wow! I think I missed one there, but... Gee, you know that groovy sound sort of sounds like somebody knocking on the door. I will go over and see. Why, Bert! Was that you knocking on the door?
Of course it was me! I have been waiting out there knocking and with my knuckles getting sore. What are you doing?
Oh, wow, Bert! You knocked out the coolest rhythms. You played the best rhythms on the door I've ever heard, Bert.
Who cares? I've been out there all this time.
We could make a great team, Bert.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you can play the door and I'll play the drums, Bert.
I mean, I'll play the door.
Look, Bert, go back outside and get you out there. Okay, Bert, now let's start. That's it. Way to go, Bert. Keep it up, Bert. Good, Bert. Swing it, Bert. Solo! Great, Bert! Here we go! Big finish now, Bert! Wonderful, Bert!
To tell you a story about a little creature who visited Earth in a flying saucer. You be the little creature and do all the things he does whenever you hear the electronic music.
In one corner there was a white bird. In another there was a bright yellow ball, and everything else was sky blue. And then there appeared a tiny speck right in the middle. This speck grew and grew until it looked like a flat moon. Then it grew even larger and settled gently on a patch of soft sand in a playground.
A little door opened in the flat moon, and out stepped a tiny creature who sparkled with so many bright colors that he seemed to constantly change his shape. One instant, he looked very short and round. Another instant, he was long and thin, then flat and low, then wiggly all over.
Gee,
children,
who had been swinging on the swings and filling pails with sand, stopped to look. The little creature began spinning around quickly, but even as he turned, it seemed as if he had two eyes which kept looking at the children.
And then the little creature fell down. He lay on the sand, still changing his shape, sometimes wiggling, sometimes curling into a ball, sometimes spreading himself wide all over.
Immediately, two children ran over to help the little creature to his feet, but they couldn't find his feet. It was even impossible to hold his hands because they were always changing shape.
Some of the children began laughing. Then they all laughed. But soon they stopped because the little creature, who was shaking very slightly, seemed to float gently up to a position which, had he really legs at all, would have been standing.
Then another child laughed. And for the first time, the little creature made a sound. It was...
And then he began bouncing like a rubber ball all over the playground, laughing as he bounced. The children bounced right after him.
Soon the children became exhausted, and one by one they sat down to rest. The little creature stood still and just shimmered and shook gently. Then, like a slow-motion movie running in reverse, he moved back into the flat moon which had brought him to Earth.
On his lips, if they were lips, remained something which looked like a smile.
There was a beautiful sound as the flat moon began to float up, way up into the sky. Nothing else in the blue patch but a white bird in one corner and a bright red ball in the other.
It is very important to hear the laughter of children.
Strawberry shortcake, help me, I want my mommy. Strawberry shortcake, help me, I want my mommy. Burberry Shark Cake!
Ba-boom, ba-boom. 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 Ba-boom,
dance, breath and breath and breath and breath. pity inanimate objects, because they cannot move from specks of dust to paperweights, or a pound note sealed in resin, plastic Santas in perpetual underwater snowstorms, sculptures that appear to be moving but aren't. I feel sorry for them all. What are they thinking when they arrive at a place? Do they sigh with disappointment? And when they leave, do they have regrets? Is the sofa as happy in one corner as it is in another? And how does the room feel about it? A tree is a rocking horse, an ambition fulfilled, and is the sawdust jealous? I worry about these things.
That was Godly and Cream with I Pity Inanimate Objects from their album Freeze Frame. Before that, Liars with Leather Prowler off their album from 2009, Liars, the self-titled one. Before that, Hamilton's Man-Made Hill with Cool Cops from their album Puzzle Answers. The Red Crayola from a 1996 album called Hazel, we heard Duck and Cover. The Residents, and before that with Boots from Meet the Residents. And before that, Rocket Boy with Strawberry Shortcake from a Banana Fish compilation. And started things off with Bruce Hack with The Saucer's Apprentice from the Way Out record for children. And began the whole show with Bert and Ernie with Ernie's Drum. You're listening to Adult Kindergarten right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Here's a really cool band I discovered from Edmonton off their album Horse Therapy. This is the Royal Iguana Fur with Neon Battery Operated Hotel.
With long hair, and he happened to look really sexy.
God damn.
I couldn't believe how sexy Andrew looked with long hair.
He's the boys' road guy?
Yeah, I think so. I always imagined Andrew as a big, sexy Viking.
That's facts. Yeah, he looks the part.
I never imagined him as a pretty girl.
I look like a little skinny girl, a little skinny girl, a little skinny girl, a little skinny girl, a little skinny girl. She kicked me out of the club. She kicked me out of my nuts. Built the pyramids with my monkey. My monkey helped a bit. He had the template. He had the blueprint. A PFC in power because I got feelings. I consulted with my conscience and it said go to hell.
Hell. I flicked a guy named Donovan, and he peeled a grave. He peeled Severus Snape. I do this thing with my eye. It's kind of interesting. Oh boy, eating storage. They're always, there's going to be plentiful of them.
Wilt of roses on the floor, take another drink. Wilt of roses on the floor, I can feel a thing.
Wilt of roses and a
silver nip picture.
He had a haircut. He had a hairpiece. Can't be a construction nasty man. A nasty face. The nasty lice is lice in the soft, sweet, hot.
I will show you a picture of the person that I used to be. Told you I was injured. I had lost all my sincerity.
I'm stealthy. I got rhymes. I have nails. I got rhymes. I got a garbage snail. Sneaky. Sneaky, economics. People touch me there, people touch me scared, scared all around. They touch, they crouch, they touch, and they kneel. Can't think of an email worse than that. Oh, wait, I got one from Beatrice. It was pretty bad. Keep my berries there. They power, power. They got the walk. They got the power, power. Walk, walk. Looks like a turkey. Ah, baldman here, baldman there. Yep, yep, they want us to be happy. I can't go to the cellars. I got a lift. I got Rice Krispies. I did a flip. And it never came back. Shake for it now. A bankrupt boy. He got bankrupt. They shook toys. He played with me. I get PTSD as a result. Carpets are my passion.
Wilt of roses on the floor, take another drink. Wilt of roses on the floor, I can feel a thing. Wilt of roses in a Doberman pitcher.
I got a stick of butter in my pocket. What do we know about society but yet another sick victim? It's the victim. I like the way she talks. I like the way she eats. I like the way she's foul. Bat, bat, cat. Bat, bat.
Told you I was injured. I had lost
all my sincerity.
I'm in for walls. I'm in. Everything doesn't make sense. Everything's so difficult. Everything. I'm sorry. Okay. I like juice. I like cash. I like a briefcase full of pigeons. People enjoying their bodies. People with no hair. Again, they have the power. Bald men are everywhere. I see them in my dreams. I see them on my email. Really dumb. Bring pie to the party. Everyone has a slice. That's the art form for high hobos on the train. I'm like, hey dude, you got good things going on with that chick. Again, we arm wrestled.
All night long we had an equal strength. So I'm a paranoid beluga building a rake. Rakes come pre-assembled.
He's got this net earring for nothing, so make sure to check the pouch. There's net earring because at the very end I do some smoking. Again, like, if you don't think that it'd be the reason why I'm not this or this, well, there's, if you need it, I'll get you to make a little fat, so I'm going for a better decision.
Pretty girl. As a pretty girl. Pretty girl. Pretty girl.
Oh man, I almost saw, I thought there was like a Darth Vader character coming down the stairs. I thought there was like a sort of a Death Star hardcore. Oh, do you want me to go or what? What should I do? Are we recording or? I met a bald guy. He spell keychain.
Your favorite one with all the lace and the full skirt. Well, I wore it out the other night. I thought I would surprise you at that party we went to last Friday. So it was real nice to wear and stuff. But I came home and I had started my period. And it was all over the back of it, this big stain. And so I tried to bleach it out because I knew that you liked the dress so much. But I bleached out the dress and it ate away all the fabric in the back, plus all the petticoats. So there's this big hole all around the skirt. I'm sorry.
Well, I came in here the other day and your pink poodle was in here. And I saw the bass puck in, so I started playing the bass. And then your dog started chewing on the cord and he started, like, frying and frizzing. And then I thought it sounded so good that I put the tape recorder on and he kind of, like, fried a little bit too much. I'm sorry.
I went into your room the other day to listen. I put on this one tape with you and Alan, and I played it, and I guess your tape recorder was broken or something, and it ate it in half. So I put in another one with you and Winston, and I was listening to that one, and it did the same thing. Then I put on one with you and Bruce, and it ate that one, too. And then I put on you and Steven. So all your tapes, all your favorite tapes got eaten. So I don't think you should use your tape recorder, but I'm sorry.
Well, that doesn't matter because I went into your bedroom the other night there in bed and I thought it was you, so I crawled in. And then I just started feeling around and it felt really good. And then I found out that he sort of likes doing it with me, and he says he wants to do it more on a regular basis and see me more than you. I'm kind of sorry about that.
I went to use your car the other day, you know, after you were over with my cousin. I guess I was mad or something. But I took your car down the street, and you haven't seen your car yet, have you? No. Well, I took your car down the street, and I was driving it, and you know how bad I am about accidents. Well, I went, and I stopped in the middle of an intersection so I wouldn't get in a wreck. This car came, and it didn't really damage the body, but it broke all the glass, and all the windows are out, and I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, I saw your drawings here and your layouts, and I just thought I'd kind of fix them up a little bit, make them, you know, a little more cropped. So I kind of, like, changed them around. Sorry.
Yeah. monster.
From there, the song goes into an infinite loop. And that was 3 Days Stubble with Monster Song from their 1986 album, Monster. You're listening to Adult Kindergarten here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Before that, we heard San Francisco's The Inflatable Boy Clams with I'm Sorry from their 7-inch. Before that, King Missile with Take Stuff From Work from the Fluting on the Hump EP. Before that, local Winnipeg Crazies, Boys Road with Scary Email from the Philosophy of Truth, Joy and Truth. And we started the set off with Edmonton, Alberta's The Royal Iguana Fur with Neon Battery Operated Hotel from their album Horse Therapy. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The name of the show is Adult Kindergarten. We come to you every Thursday from 7:30 to 9. In about half an hour from now, we'll be hearing Contents Under Pressure, then Phase 1 Radio, and then finally, our broadcast day ends with The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick McAlishan. Right now, let's enjoy Captain Beefheart and his magic band from Shiny Beast Bat Chain Puller. This is When I See Mummy, I Feel Like a Mummy.
Ah!
It's like breath on the moon. cross the hitter's leg. Stuck it out to let the sailor go, so Bill's name is Lucifer.
Thank you.
Hey, and that was Sebado with Elixir is Zog from the album Bubble and Scrape. And before that, we heard Ferul with The Slippery Slope Leads to Death. Truman's Water with Ominous Blips 4 from Godspeed the Vortex. Thinking Feller's Union Local 282, and before that with Undertaker from the Admonishing the Bishops EP. And started the whole set off with Captain Beefheart and his magic band with When I See Mummy, I Feel Like a Mummy from the album Shiny Beast Bat Chain Puller. Hey, so just a few more minutes to go until Contents Under Pressure. So do stay tuned. Coming up next, this is some XTC with Commerciality.
Yeah.